Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Well, you mentioned how oftentimes at funerals it's said that the loved one who's died is now enjoying a resurrected body, and not that you would ever interject during a funeral, but you say that that's theologically incorrect. So talk about actually what happens when a believer dies.
Well, that's such an important issue, and you're right. I mean, if I'm at a funeral and somebody says that, I would never go up to them and correct them. There's a right time and a wrong time to communicate truth. And so what I would do in a funeral is just to comfort people and to help them be comforted from truths from the Word of God. But what Scripture actually teaches is that at the moment of death, our spirit departs from the body. Our spirit literally slips out of the body, just like a hand can slip out of a glove. And if you're a Christian, your spirit goes directly into the presence of Jesus Christ. And I say directly with three underlines. It's real important that you understand that. In fact, in 2 Corinthians 5:8, Paul talks about how to depart or to be apart from the body is to be at home with the Lord. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to get all Greek on you, but in the original Greek, you find two aorist participles that indicate instantaneousness. The moment that we depart from the body, we are at home with the Lord at that moment. I mean, it is just in the blink of an eye. And so that's a wonderful thing. We are disembodied spirits at that point. We're still fully conscious. We can still talk to God and talk to other people who have preceded us in death. And we can recognize each other. I mean, all these things are true, but the resurrection is yet future. There will be a future resurrection that will take place on that day of the rapture, where our spirits will be reunited with our resurrection bodies, and I like to call them body upgrades. You know, we're going to have a wonderful body upgrade with what I call permaflesh. flesh that doesn't grow old. No more gray hairs, no more hairs falling out of your head, no more cholesterol buildup, no more kidney problems.
No more gravity. That's big, don't you think? No more gravity.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Now, if you have those fluorescent lamps in your bathroom, those lamps show up everything. And, you know, sometimes you look in the mirror and you say, wow, just look at that. But the fact is we're going to have glorious resurrection bodies that will not age and will not die. In fact, death and funerals will be a thing of the past.